What's the gist of the Tysis? The basic outline of Tysis. The Tysis is like this. We have Rav Nachunya ben Akana Shikram, that Karish Halit Kamisa Shalachem, the Karish Patis from Mammon. The same way Misa Patis from Mammon, Misa Basin Patis from Mammon, Rav Nachunya ben Akana holds that Karish has the same dig. Karish Halit Kamisa Shalachem. Where Osun, the Chalakas of Ayin Rabba, where exactly he gets it from. And the Gemara says that according to Abaye, at least, this is not limited to, according to Abaye, this is not limited to Chorus, but it's likewise true of Misa B'dei Shemai. Which leads Tosis to the following question. If, according to Nechun Yimena Kona, Misa B'dei Shemai Patas from Mammon, so how do you have a parsha in the Torah of Tashlumei Truma? This is a parsha in the Torah of Ish Kiyach HaKadosh B'Shkogov, and the Venosla Kainas HaKadosh, a whole parsha in the Torah, that if a person needs Truma, a Shogeg, he has to pay Karen Mechomish. A whole slew of special halachas of Tashlumen. He has to pay Karen Mechomish, and he has to pay it with Paris Misukonim. Paris Misukonim means Paris from which Trumas and Mises were already taken. It's not Tevil, and he gives those Paris to the Kohen, and they become Truma. The payers themselves become Kaddish. It has to be the Haroilius Kaddish, and it becomes Kaddish. A whole set of halachas that were under the heading of Tashlumei Truma, Parsha in the Torah. And Chulim Menachana can't argue on a Parsha in the Torah. He asked Tosfos, how do you have this Parsha in the Torah? Every Truma, a person needs Truma, it's a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemai. Achilas Truma is Misa B'dei Shemai. So if it's Misa B'dei Shemai, there should be, according to the Chunyim and Akana, there should be Kimle de Rabbinay. If there's Kimle de Rabbinay, how do you have Tashlumei Truma? Now the question assumes that Rav Nachunya ben Akana's halacha is not only b'mezid but even b'shogeg. Because if Rav Nachunya ben Akana was only talking b'mezid, then the kasha doesn't start. The parsha of Tashlumei Truma in the Torah is ish kiyoch al kodesh b'shogeg. But Tosis assumes with other poshut that just like Mises Basedin has a din of kumul rabbinay, not only b'mezid but even b'shogeg. Chayv Mises mezidim and chayv Mises shogeg in both parted from that's tana v'cheskiel. But not mechalek between mezid and shogeg. So Tosis takes for granted that the same thing is true in Rav Nachunya ben Akana's world, that Misa B'dei Shemayim patus from Tashlumen, that it's not only Misa B'dei Shemayim b'mezid, but it's Misa B'dei Shemayim b'shogeg, chayvei Misa B'dei Shemayim b'shogeg as well. That's the predicate for Tosis kasha, which is a machlekes really Rashi and Tosis from Psachim Chavtes. Rashi and Psachim Chavtes holds that Rav Nachunya ben Akana has only been mezid, we talked about in the past, not b'shogeg, chayvei Misa shogegim or chayvei Karas shogegim. Rashi holds do not patter for a moment. And Tosis over there is Chaylik and Rashi and says that no, it applies ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid. No, dechayvei Misa is based. So Tosis v'yos l'shitasam assumes that there's no difference here between mezid and shogeg, and therefore he has this kasha. The Torah says there's a parsha in the Torah Tashlumei Truma. Ish kiyoichel kodesh b'shogeg. He has to pay. V'nosan l'kayinus ha-kodesh, he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Why don't we say he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? According to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, at least according to Abaye, that should create kimlei v'derabimnei. Says Tosfos, we could answer. We could answer that it's exeris hakosuf. Yonchanani, really there should be kimlei d'rabbanei over here. The Torah said a special exeris hakosuf that tashlumei truma are not niftar with kimlei v'derabbanei. However, Tosfos says that that's not really masvik, because if that were the case, then it would only be true by tashlumei truma. By ordinary Tashlumei Truma. But the Gemara himself, that's Lamed Beis, the Gemara talks about Mishnah Mesachim Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Mishnah talks about somebody who ate Truma, the Shogeg, and it was Chometz on Pesach. It was Chometz on Pesach. And the Mishnah says that he has to pay. The Mishnah says that he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? And the Gemara says it's going like Nechunim and Akana. This has to do with the Cheshbonus of the Mishnah of the Gemara over there. We don't have to get into it right now. We don't have to so much get into the Sugya over there. But because of the particular Cheshbonus the Gemara over there has, the Gemara wants to say, at least it's one side of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is going like Nechunim and Akana. In fact, Tosfos Why? According to the Chunin ben Akana, the chorus of chametz should patter from the tashlumen of should patter kimel drabne. It should patter the tashlumen. Why, if he ate b'shoigig, does he have to? Does he have to pay? Meila the misa b'nei shemayim of truma. We could say it's exeris hakosov that the tashlume the din of tashlume truma not nifter from al yedei the misa b'nei shemayim of truma. But what about chametz? The curse of chametz that should patter chametz. And Tosis is mefalpel in this. You know, maybe we should say cave in the goli goli. Ma'aser Tosis, no, we don't say cave in the goli goli. That we're not going to get into right now. The Ma'aser Tosis holds that even if it's Xeris HaKosub, the Xeris HaKosub would be that the Misa B'nei Shemayim of Truma doesn't patter the Tashlumei Truma. But the additional curse of chametz, that really ought to patter. And yet the Mishnah says that he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Let's see. Why don't you say Kimli to Rabbi? So Tosis says, because this, Tosis says, you have to say that there's a totally different reason why by Tashlumei Truma there's no Kimli D'Rachmineh. Nothing to do with it being Xeris HaKosov. Rather, it's because Tashlumei Truma, says Tosis, are a kapara. It's not a regular Einish moment. It's not a moment of, it's not a Chiv moment of Mazda. It's not a regular Chiv moment, it's not even a Chiv Knas. It's a Chiv kapara. And in Kapara, Tosis is Mechadish, and in Kapara, there's no din of Kimli D'Rabmini. It's a Chiddush of Tosis, that in Tashlume Kapara, there's no din of Kimli D'Rabmini. That's a Chiddush all by itself. Maaser Rashi is Chayil. Rashi over there, Msochim, also says that Tashlume Truma are Kapara. And Rashi also said he does have Kimli D'Rabmini. Say Chasugi, we're not going to the Cheshmer of the Sugi right now, but Rashi over there says, Beferis, there is Kimli D'Rabmini and Tashlume Truma. But Tosis holds that Kapara, there's no Kimli D'Rabmini. How does he know that Tashlume Truma are Kapara? Tosis brings two rayas that Tashlumei Truma are a kapara. Raya number one, the Mishnah says that the kohen can't be meichel. The din of Tashlumei Truma is like is as follows: that if you ate truma that was not yet given to a kohen at all, which is truma that's sitting in your table, you have not yet given it to a kohen, so then you give it l'kol kohen shiyirtzeh. But if the truma was already given to a particular kohen, it belongs to a particular kohen, then you have to pay the keren to that kohen. And the chayim should give to any kohen, but the keren you have to give to the kohen whom you were masik. Al kapanim, the Mishnah says the kohen can't be meichel. Why can't the kohen be meichel? If this was just regular parsha, all other regular chiyuvei momen, even knas, the person could be meichel. We had by mafutish you could be meichel. A regular tashlumen you could be meichel, because the chiyuv comes from the fact that there's a teveya. The teveya could be meichel. Here the chiyuv doesn't come from the fact that the kohen is teveya. The chiyuv is generated by the person himself within an aveira of achilas truma, and lekapora he has to do this thing of paying keren v'chaimish. He has to pay the tashlumei truma. So it's a kapora. So that's Tosis one of Tosis first raya that tashlumei truma are not a regular tfias moment, but rather it's tashlumei of it's a kapora. And then Tosis another raya that let's say. That's a clear Tosis saying this as a raya or as a result. But Tosis says, and it's a tesefta, on the side of the Mitzayin it's a tesefta, so it's not so clear that the Tosis know that it's a tesefta and he's saying it as a raya, or Tosis just saying this halakha will follow from what he's saying, and it happens to be a tesefta that corroborates Tosis. Kach doesn't really matter. But the second raya is, Tosis says that if he, what if Yisrael ate truma that belongs to him? How could Yisrael own truma? Because he actually, from his grandfather, he had a grandfather a kohen, but he's a Yisrael because it was his mother's father. So he actually the truma. So now it's truma that belongs to the Yisrael, but it's still truma. He's not allowed to eat it. Then he ate it. So Tosis says that he has to pay. So he still has the nifter tashlumei truma. He's not nifter from tashlumei truma. He has to be mafresh the truma. What's the lashon of Tosis? He has to be mishalim the kapara la'atzmai. That means he's mafish truma. The truma will belong to him, the same way the original truma belonged to him. But he's mafish truma, and that truma now belongs to him. What's he going to do with it? He'll sell the kohen. And that's what it says in Tosefta. That if Yisrael ate truma sa'atzmai, So he gives it to a, he sells it to a kohen, and the chaimish he has to give to any kohen in the shiitza. What does that mean? That means he has to be mafresh the truma. It belongs to him. So what's he going to do with it? He sells it to a kohen. So akapanim, if it would just be tashlumi mammon, why would he have to do that at all? He wasn't mazik anybody. It's his own truma. Eretz has nothing to do with it. It's not tashlumin in the regular sense. It's a chiyuv kapara. So even if he ate his own truma, he also has to have the kapara of giving away this, of separating, of making this. He has to have the kapara of tashlumi truma. And therefore, yeah, so that's Maisa Tosis Teretz. Tashlumi truma, this parsha of tashlumi truma, is a parsha of kapara. And since it's a parsha of kapara, it's not subject to the din of kim levit derabimine. And since it's not subject to the din of kim levit derabimine, and therefore, that's subject to the Makimu Drabmine. And common enough, and Tosis has riots that it's Lekapar. You see, the Kohen can't be Meichel, and even if it was Trumas Atzma, he's still a Lechiyu. It's all riots that it's Lekapar. So then Tosis has a Kasha. Because the thing is, what if you have a person, what about in a case of a Suffolk? A person is a Suffolk, he saw a Suffolk Kohen, and he ate Truma. So the Gemara says that he doesn't have to pay Karen Mechaimish. In fact, Tosis says, why doesn't he have to pay Karen Mechaimish? It's Tocha Kapora. Kapora should have to pay that. Mele if it's Tashlumin, so I'm Itzin Chaver Olivarai. Right? So, Sophie, you have this guy's a Sophie. You have two persons. The baby's got mixed up at birth. So one's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael. And now there's some Truma. I guess the case must be that the Truma, whoever one is the Kohen, that's his Truma. Let's say, I think that's the passage. Somehow, whoever is the kohen over here, somebody gave them the truma. But I think that's the setup of the case. And I didn't really think it through entirely what's the setup of the case. But let's say, for simplicity's sake, somebody gave them the truma. So now, whoever is the kohen, that's his truma. And the other one is the Yisrael. So now, one of them goes and eats it. So it's a suffolk. If he's the kohen, so that's fine. He's a kohen who ate truma. And it's his truma. He doesn't have to pay. Or maybe it's truma that wasn't given to anybody yet.
He's allowed to have some truma.
What?
He's allowed to keep his own truma.
Yeah, but maybe it's his own truma. So if he's a Yisrael, so he has to. What's the kasha though? If it's his own truma, so he's mafresh la'asmi. Maybe it just means he's part. Maybe that's Tosis Teretz. Okay, I'm not quite sure exactly what the setup of the case is. It doesn't really make a difference for our purposes right now. But anyway, you have this Suffolk Yisrael, Suffolk Kohen, and the Gemara says that he's potter. They tell you, why is he potter? Moitzim Chavarel and Rai would make sense in Chiyuv Moman, but he was talking about a Chiyuv Kapara. Me Suffolk, he should have the Chiyuv Kapara. So what is Tosis' answer? That the Kapara is Miskayim in the Hafrosha. And in the Harami, Hafrosha he still has to do. But what he's potter from, because of Amoitzim Mechavarel of Araya, is that he doesn't have to give it to a kohen. In other words, it seems Tosis is saying that it's mischalik. Normally, when you have by the din by truma, by tashlumi truma, is you have to do two things. You have to be mafresh the truma, and then you have to be mafresh the truma. Peiris misukonim, you have to be mafresh them, and they become kodesh. And then you have to give them to the kohen whom you were mafsid, or if it's truma that was, we don't know which kohen it was. Manashach. Either it's truma that's indeterminate which kohen you were mafsid, because it's truma that was not yet given to a specific kohen. So it just belongs to Shevet Kun in general. So you have to give it to Shevet Kun in general. Give it to Kol Kohen Sheyirtze. If you amass it a particular Kohen, then you have to pay it to that particular Kohen. Kach Kach. But you have to do those two things. You have to be mafish Paris of Truma. And in addition, you have to give it to the Kohen whom you were mafsid, or the Kohanim whom you were mafsid. So Taisa says it's Mischalik. The Kapara is in the Hafrosha. And the giving it to the Kohen, that's Chorotai saying that is not, that's just regular mamonis. That's not the kapar. So therefore, that's just regular mamonis. Chorotai means that's a regular mamonis, the kalacha. So therefore, Taisa says, in the case we have a Suffolk. So in Echanami, we know it's Suffolk Koyin, Suffolk Yisrael. I don't know, you know, we don't know which baby is which. So in Echanami, Hafrosha has to do, because that's the kapar. The kapar is the Hafrosha. He's not potter. The Gemara didn't mean that he's potter from the Hafrosha. But he has to do the Hafrosha part. The Gemara just means that he doesn't have to do the Nesina L'Kayin part, because the Nesina L'Kayin part, that's a regular Mominus, and in regular Mominus we say HaMaitzim Mechaber Elav Araya. And Taisa says the same thing by Ya'inu Yochel Limcha, that the Gemara says that the Kayin can't be Meichel, that only means he can't be Meichel the Nesina he can't be Meichel the Hafrosha part, but the Nesina L'Kayin part he could be Meichel, because that's Mominus. That kind of Taisa. So there's an obvious question. Bisakov asked the obvious question. What's the question? What was the chesmon? The whole chesmon of Tosfos was Tosfos wanted to know. The Mishnah says in Pesachim that if you eat truma that was chometz, so you still have to pay mishal and keren v'chemish. You have to. Why do you have to? What happened to Tosfos and Akasha? Kim leiv drabinet. The chachiv korintam nechunim and akonet. Kim leiv drabinet. It's chiv koras. Taisa's answer, no, there's no chorus because it's a kapara. Then Taisa's shaila, but if it's a kapara, so by a suffolk, you should have to pay me suffolk. So Taisa's answer, no, the kapara is only the hafrosha. But they're actually paying the kohen, giving it to the kohen, that's talking about the kapara part. That's regular mominus. No, so if that's the case, so somebody asked the question. So we're back to square one. By the case where you ate, where somebody ate Truma of Chometz, why does the Mishnah say that he has to pay Keren V'Chomish? Why does he have to pay Keren V'Chomish? The Hafrosh he has to do, I understand, he has to be Mafrish. He has to be Mafrish Keren V'Chomish. But the Mishnah doesn't say he has to be Mafrish Keren V'Chomish. The Mishnah says he has to be Mishalim Keren V'Chomish. About a Mishalim Keren V'Chomish means he has to pay Keren V'Chomish to the Nizek, to the Bailim. Why does he have to pay Keren V'Chomish to the Bailim? And that part is regular Mominus. In Mominus, you should say Kim Leidur Abinei. So what did Taisus gain at the end of the day? The whole Taisus problem was what happened to Kimli the Rabbinet? We're going in Avchuni ben Akana. The Gemara says the Mishnah is Avchuni ben Akana. So the Chometz, the chorus of Chometz, should patter him from the din of from the Tashlumen. So what's his teretz? But it's Kapara. Kapara doesn't have Kimli the Rabbinet. But then Taisus at the end comes around and says, one second, if it's a Kapara, so why say Amosim Mechaver Elav Araya? By a Sufik, you shouldn't say Amosim Mechaver Elav Araya either. So Taisus answers, the Kapara is the Hafrosha Shabbat is the Kapara. But the actual Nesina L'Kayin, that's regular Tashlumin. And that you say, Amosim Mechaver Elav Araya. Well, if you could say it in Amosim Mechaver Elav Araya, then you should be able to say it in Kim Levi D'Rabbinei. So we're mamish. Hadra Kushal Duchta. So if a person eats Truma of Chometz, why does the Mishnah say he's Mashal and Keren V'Chomish? Kim Levi D'Rabbinei. If the Mishnah would say he's Mafish Keren V'Chomish, that would be fine. But it doesn't say he's Mafish Keren V'Chomish. It says he's Mashal and Keren V'Chomish. If Adam means he has to give it to the Kayin. That's the kasha of Bezankin. Zot Bezankin. Says the answer to Bezankin. That, Enacharami. And the Tashlumen Shaboy is Kimle Devamin. Why does it say in the Mishnah you have to be Mishalim? Why do you have to give it to a Kohen at all? Why can't you keep it? Says in the Sanctum, because when you mafish this truma, that first you have to do, that's kapara. When you mafish this truma, so it becomes, when you mafish the peiros, they become truma. Once they become truma, they have the halacha of all truma, namely that there's a mitzvah nesina that has to be given to a Kohen. So therefore, you have to give it to a kohen, not mitzad the tashlum and shabai. The tashlum and shabai is kimlei the rabbinay. But you have to give it to the kohen mitzad the mitzvahs that say that all truma has to be given to a kohen. Adkan, says it very bekitzer. Adkan the mishenkin. So first of all, right away, you have to understand. So why misofik are you potter? Taisa says that in a suffik you don't have to give it to a kohen. What happened to the mitzvah nesina? Misafik, you should have to. It's a suffik mitzvah. Why don't you have to give it to a kohen mitzad the suffik mitzvah nesina? Yeah, but how can I have a mitzvah mechaber elav araya in a mitzvah? If there's a mitzvah nesina, here also they'd be giving it to the kohen as tashlumin. We say it's really kimul drabinay. So why do you have to give it to the kohen? Why do you have to give it to the kohen? You have to give it to him mitzad mitzvah nesina. And that is no kimul drabinay. So again, so if there's no kumul rabbi, why is the rabbi simcha ve'erol ha'raya? This is really a global sort of question. All sofik matnas kahuna, sofik petach hamoah, sofik bechor. So the things you don't have to give it to the kohen. Why don't you say it's a sofik mitzvah? There's a mitzvah nesina. It's a sofik mitzvah. You should have to give it to me sofik. So this must be I don't know. I mean this I'm sure there's talk about this. You know, just in global terms. Every Suffolk Matnas Kuna, why is, do we say, why me Suffolk, don't you have to do the mitzvah of Nesina L'Kayim? I think the Pashat answer, again, I didn't do a lot of homework about this, I think the Pashat answer is that the Pesach doesn't mean a mitzvah is Nesina, that there's a mitzvah to give it away to a particular Kayim. There's no mitzvah to give it away to a particular Kayim. What the Pesach means is that when you're mafish Truma, the din of Truma is that it becomes Mammon HaShevet. And since it becomes Mammon HaShevet, so immediately you have to give it to you have to give it to Kehanim, because it's Mammon HaShevet, it's their mom. There's no mitzvah to give it to a particular kohen. The giving to a particular kohen is not a mitzvah. The giving to a particular kohen is a schus. In other words, when you're mafish truma, the truma now becomes Mammon HaShevet. It belongs to Kehanim in general. The Torah gives you a special schus, so really it's not your Mammon anymore. It belongs to Kehanim. So really, they should just come, first come, and they should decide, the Kehanim should decide who it goes to. The Torah gave you a special schus called Tovus Hanoah that you can choose which kohen to give it to. That's not a mitzvah, that's a schus. I don't think the Pesachim meant that there's a mitzvah that you have to give it away to a particular kohen. That's not a mitzvah, that's a schus of Tovus Hanoah. The Pesachim means that it's implicit in the fact that it's truma, that it becomes truma l'chol dover. In other words, the kapara is the hafrosha. What is the Pesachim saying? The Pesachim is saying the giving it, the paying back the kohen whom you were mazik, that's tashlumin, and that's Kimli Debir Abimine. What you have to do for Kapara is to be mafreshed as Truma. But when you're mafreshed as Truma, it has Dine Truma. And what are Dine Truma? Dine Truma are that it becomes Mamana Shevet. It belongs now to the Kehanim. And now you have to give it away to a Kohen, mitzad the fact that it's Truma, and Truma by its nature, by its Dinim, this is what the Pesachim calls its mitzvah sasei, meaning the dine truma are that now they belong to the kohanim, and therefore you have to give it. It has to, the kohanim can take it. And you have to give it to a kohanim. So, and therefore, if it's a suffolk, so then it's a suffolk b'mani gabach, and that's how my simcha ve'erol ha'raya. Let's go over this ground again, because there's a few subtle things. It's a little bit subtle. It's not hard. Just a little bit subtle. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Just make sure that it's clear. The Mishnah says in Pesachim that if you ate truma b'shogeg, and it happened to be chametz, so you're mishalim keren v'chaimish. The fact that it's chametz doesn't pat you. You have to pay keren v'chaimish. Presumably means you have to pay keren v'chaimish to the kohen. Now, fetosis. Taisa says, why do you have to pay Kimli the Rabbine? It's Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Gemara says that Mishnah is going like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. There should be Kimli the Rabbine. So Taisa answers, Tashlumei Truma, the Parsha in the Torah of Venosan Lakayan is HaKaydash, Ish Kerech HaKaydash Mishkova, is a Parsha of Kapara, and in Kapara there's no Kimli the Rabbine. In fact, Taisa says, so if it's a Parsha of Kapara, not a regular Parsha of Momen, it's not a Parsha of Mazik, it's a Parsha of Kapara, then in the case of Suffolk, Suffolk ben Tishul Achrin, Tov Suffolk ben Tishul Rishon, Mizayim Achrin, or Nisarvu, Kenish Nisarvu Vlada Bavad Shekos, the various cases of Suffolk, where the Gemara says, Amoitzim Mechaver Lavaraya, and you potter, why you potter? As Kapara, you should be Chayev. So Tosis answers that the Kapara is fulfilled with the Hafrosha alone. So you do the Hafrosha, you fulfill the Kapara. Now, Amoitzim Mechaver Lavaraya. So Bisankiv asked, so you're telling me that it divides. The kapara you fulfill with the hafrosh alone. The giving to the kohen, that's regular moment is hamaisim mechaver levaraya. So in the case of the gemara, so then you're back to, when the fellow ate truma on Pesach, truma's chametz on Pesach, so why does the Mishnah say that he's chayav keren v'chaymish? Why is he chayav keren v'chaymish? I understand that he has to be mafish, because that's a kapara. But okay, he did the kapara. But now giving it to the kohen, that's just regular tashlumin. On regular tashlumin, the shekim leave the rabbinate. That's the Pesach of his kasha. answers to the Bishankiv, the way I'm explaining it, that in a chanami, mitzad the dini mazik, about this kimoy with the rabbinate, all there is a chiv hafrosha, because the hakapara is only the hafrosha. But when you are mafish the truma, there's a din. The kapara, you have to be mafish the truma. When you mafish the truma, what does it become? It becomes truma. L'chol dover. It has dine truma. What is the din of truma? The din of truma is that it belongs to the kahana. It becomes mamon hashevet. And therefore you have to pay keren v'chaymesh, not because you were mazik the kohen, but that is kimle the rabbinate. You have to pay keren v'chaymesh because l'kapara you have to be mafish truma. And when you mafish the keren v'chaymesh, it becomes truma. And what's the din of truma? That it has to be given to it becomes mamon hashevet, then it has to be given to kahanim. Mashenkin, in the case of a sofek, so when you mafish the truma, what does it become? When you mafish the keren v'chaymesh, what does it become? It becomes only sofek truma. And the din of sofek truma is that it does not have to be given to kahanim because it's only sofek mamon hashevet. And I'm assuming chaver olav haraya. Atkan to the Beis Yaakov with a little bit of elaboration. However, comes out very sure thing. First of all, it'll come out the fiza that when you in this case of it'll come out the fiza as follows: that when you eat, that when you ate this chumas, this chuma of chametz, so you have to pay keren v'chaymesh. But to whom do you have to pay keren v'chaymesh? To which kohen they have to pay keren v'chaymesh? The kohen who was the bailam, or any kohen that you want. According to the sanctum, there's a pashtus to the bailam. That's the din. Normally, when you eat, but the din of tashlum truma, v'nos la kohen is a kodesh. The Mishnah says you have to give to the kohen whose truma it was. But the way the Bishankar is explaining it, it's not true. Why did that? Because the din to give it to a particular kohen, that's a regular tashlumin. And a regular tashlumin is kimelei d'rabbanan. The only reason why over here you have to be mishal and keren v'chaymesh is because there's a din afrosha. You were mafresh at l'kapara, and when you mafresh truma l'kapara, it becomes truma, and the din of truma is that it has to be given to a kohen. But the din of truma is that it has to be given to any kohen, not to this particular kohen. So it'll come out the feet of Bishankar that in a case where you ate truma's chometz, you have to pay keren v'chaymesh, but not to this kohen, but to some kohen. Okay, that by itself maybe is not so terrible. The Mishnah doesn't say Mishalim Keren V'chaymish to that kohen. Maybe when the Mishnah says Mishalim Keren V'chaymish, it means you have to be Keren V'chaymish to any kohen. But it's still very, very strange, because really it's not limited to a case of chometz. What if you ate just regular truma? Not chometz. But truma is also Misivrei Shemai. And according to Abaye, Misa B'dei Shamayim also creates Kimle. According to Amdechuni Ben Akon, according to Abaye, Misa B'dei Shamayim also creates Kimle B'Rabinei. So not only in the case of the special cases of Chometz, but every case of Eichel Chuma B'Shgoga, according to Amdechuni Ben Akon, you should not have to pay back the Kohen who was the Bailim. You should be able to give it to any Kohen that you want. Which will mean that all the Mishnayis, that the Mishnayis that say that Eichel Chuma has to pay the Kohen who was the Bailim of the Chuma, which is what the Mishnah says, that the Karen, you have to pay the Bailim. The Chaim should give kol Kohen Sheyirtze. But the Karen has to be paid back to the Bailim. Those Mishnayos are not like him, the Chunyi Ben Akon. Because according to him, because it comes out of the field of Yisakim, the only reason why you have to pay the particular Bailim is Midin Mazik. And on Mazik is Kimlei D'Rabbanit. So what do you have only? You have the Kapara, and then once it became Truma, there's a din to give it to a Kohen, any Kohen. So that's already a very big Doichut. To say that all the Mishnayos, that say that you pay the Bailim, the Karen, the Chayim is the Kol Kohen Sheyirtze, but the Karen you have to pay to the Bailim, the Kohen who was the Bailim, that those Mishnayos are not like Rav Nechunya Ben Akonah. I mean, it could be, I'm not saying that's impossible, but that's about a Doichel. It doesn't say that anywhere. Moreover, there's another question here, a deeper question. Not only in Rav Nechunya Ben Akon. This is a fundamental question. Lefi Beis Akiva, it comes out that the din of Tashlumei Truma, the Kapara din of Tashlumei Truma, the Pasha of Tashlumei Truma, which is a Kapara, is to be mafresh the Keren Mechaymish. And then once you mafresh the Keren Mechaymish, it becomes Truma, and it becomes Ma'amad HaShevet. It has to be given the Chalkayin Sheyirtz. Why do you have to pay back this particular Bailam? Forget Rav Nechunya Ben HaKonah. No Kimu Rabbanai. We're going to leave Kimu Levi Rabbanai. We'll leave Rav Nechunya Ben HaKonah out of it. So we'll talk in terms of the Rabbanan. There's no Kimu Rabbanai here at all because there's no Mises based in Rav. Forget Kimu Rabbanai. It's not a regular, simple case. Case of Chumash. Ish Ki Yoichel Kodesh Gogo. Fellow ate Truma. And now the Torah says, Menosin L'Kayin Es HaKodesh. He has to pay it back to the Kayin. To which Kayin? The Mishnah says, to the Kayin who is the Bailam. The point of Misaka's understanding of Tosis, there's really two halachas going on over here. There's one halacha of Tashlumei Truma Tumeo, the Kapara de Kalacha, the special portion of the Torah of Kapara, that you have to pay Tashlumei Truma the Kapara. That's Miskayim Agadei the Hafrosh alone. That's how Misaka understands the Tosis. That's what it says in Tosis. That's Miskayim Agadei the Hafrosh alone. Why do you have to give it to a Kayim? I mean, that's Miskayim Agadei the Hafrosh alone, except that once you mafresh it, it becomes Maman HaShevet and has to be given away to Kehanim by dint of the fact that it's Maman HaShevet, but not necessarily to this particular Kayim. Why do you have to give it to this particular Kayim? Because Asmazik. You have to give it to this particular Kayim Asmazik. So how do you do that? How do you pay somebody whom you chayev Asmazik with Truma, which is Maman HaShevet? It's not your Maman B'cha. What right do you have? I have a chayev Mazik to this Kayim. What would be the following case? What if I had Truma in my backyard? I'm a farmer, I have a whole bunch of Truma, I pile it up, I'm waiting for the Rabbanut Rashid to come and cart it off. Meanwhile, I went and I smashed the window of the Kayan next door. So the Kayan next door comes and says, you owe me money. You owe me $100. So I say, well, you know, I'll give it to you in apples. So he says, fine, I need apples. I'll take apples. So I go over to my pile of Truma, I take out $100 worth of apples and I give it to the Kayan. He's a Kayan, he can eat them. Is that okay? Can I do that? Did I not fulfill my chiyuv mazik? If I do not, I'm paying I was mazik this kohen, and I'm paying him with truma that doesn't belong to me at all. It belongs to the shevet kuna. And if kohen wants to be meichel, give me meichel his window. But we're not talking here mechil. Kohen's not being meichel. Kohen wants the debt. He's not being Michael. He wants the debt to be paid. So I'm paying my debt with other people's money. The truma is not mine. The truma belongs to the kohanim. I have toivus. I know I'm allowed to choose which kohen, but it's not my truma. It's not my apples. So I'm paying for the window that I smashed and that I owe the money for with somebody else's apples. I can't. How do I have a right to do that? Yeah, if I want to make a special deal with the kohen, I go to the kohen and say, look, kohen, be Michael me the $100. And I'll, with my Tovus Hanoi rights, I'll take the apples that I could give to anyway and I could give to you. I can make a deal with the coin. But that's not called, if the coin could agree to the deal, he could not agree to the deal. I certainly have a right to. I mean, that's basically the coin being Meichel the window. The coin could be Meichel the window. In exchange for which, I'll give my Tovus Hanoi, I'll give to the coin. But I don't have a right to. Sastama Mechil. Over here, I was mazik this particular kohen. I have a chiyuv to this particular kohen to pay him for the truma that belonged to him. That was his truma, 100% his truma. Once the truma is given to a kohen, it's his mama, it's the chaldover. You smash somebody's kohen's truma, you have to pay for it in full. It's his money. So I smashed somebody's, I ate up somebody this particular kohen's apples. I now owe him money for the apples. I have to pay for it. I also have a chiyuv kapar, so I have to be mafish a pound of whatever it's 100 pounds of apples worth $100. After you mafish 100 pounds of apples, it becomes truma, and now it's maman hashevet. In addition, I happen to owe this guy $100 for having eaten al-bitar's mazik. So what do I do? So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says I take that truma, and I pay it to this guy. How do I do that? I'm paying this guy in a chiyuv mazik with the apples that are not my mechal, with apples that belong to the shevet. Kain wants to be meichel. It could be meichel. If he doesn't want to be meichel, the kain could turn around after he got the apples and he could say, "I took the apples with Torah's truma, but where's my money?" The mashal, in case of the window, what happens if I didn't say anything to the kain? I smash the kain's window. I owe $100. The kain comes knocking on my door. I take the apples on truma and I give it to the kain. Avada, the kain could turn around and say, "That's very nice. I'm glad that you gave me your truma, but I'd like to have $100 for my window." And he's 100% allowed to do it. That I gave him truma. That's truma that belongs to Amon HaShevet. I have us to know to choose which coin. So you chose me. Very nice. That doesn't pay for my window. You want me to be meichel? So make up with me in advance to be meichel. We'll make a deal. So something's fishier in the whole cheshbon. There's another question here. There are shashas of kash.
Yeah, the fact that you have to pay back the truma with pharaohs shows that the hesed is a different type of shlomim.
Yeah. So again, so if this is the tension, because the chayr, the answer, if we didn't have the taisus, if we did, let's we just ask this question, Stam and Velterai. Now we'd ask this question, Stam. When you pay the kohen, how do you pay the kohen with apples of truma? How do you use that to pay the kohen? So I'll say paying the kohen is not b'teres mazik. Paying the kohen is the parashat, is part of the kapar. It's not b'teres mazik at all. I'll ask, but where did the chiyuv mazik go to? Yeah, we'll come to that in a minute. But in Tosis it's much stronger. In Tosis, at least the way the Vesakim read the Tosis, in Tosis it says that the chiyuv kapar, that paying the kohen has nothing to do with the kapar. You're not paying the kohen because of kapar. You're right. We can ask this question without the Tosis. We can ask this question stam, just looking at the chumash. We're learning chumash, and it says ishkirchal yishbishkago. You mafresh the truma. You mafresh the paris becomes truma. Then the Torah says you have to give it to this kohen. So I understand there's a parsha you have to give it to this kohen. But what about the chiyuv mazik? Where did that go to? Yeah, that's also shver. But in Tosis even stronger, because Tosis tells me that the paying of the kohen is altogether nothing to do with the parsha of kapar. The paying of the kohen is a pure tashlumi masik. So if that's a pure tashlumi masik, then for sure I don't understand. How can I pay tashlumi masik with payers that are truma? You can't pay tashlumi masik with payers that are truma. It's not your payers. How could you use it to pay your chiyuvi masik? You're paying your chiyuvi masik with other people's payers. Rashash has another question. Rashash asks, it says in Tosus that the kapara is miskayim with the hafrosh alone. That's why by a sofik, all you have to do is be mafresh. You don't have to do anything else. You be mafresh, then I'm moitzi mechaver levarai. You don't have to give it to anybody. Because the giving, that's a pure momentistic adin, I'm moitzi mechaver levarai. The kapara is miskayim with the pure hafrosh. Ask the Rashash, this is totally in a machlekes in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a machlekes in Perek Zayin of Trumas. When you mafish the Paris of Tashlumi Truma, in this case, you ate Truma, B'shoigig, and now is a din of, you have to pay Kodesh, Paris, Mesukonim, and they become Truma. When exactly do they become Truma? Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says, Hafrashosan Mekashosan. The minute you mafish them, they become Truma. And Revi says, Nesinosan Mekashosan. They don't become truma until it reaches the hands of the kohen. So after Rashash, the chayra, according to what's the pshat in Rebbe? The pshat in Rebbe is that the kapara only happens, that the parsha of v'nosan l'kohen is the kodesh, this parsha that you mafish peiros and they become truma, and that's the chayra of the kapara. That happens only when you give it to the kohen. Till it comes to the hands of the kohen, it doesn't become truma. This parsha is not fulfilled yet. So Rashash says it's against Tosis. Comes out a very strange thing. The Tosis is not like Rebbe. The Mitzvah Machlokes that no, Pashas Halacha is like Rebbe. Usually Rebbe Halacha Kler Rebbe Mechaber. Presumably the Halacha is like Rebbe. So how can it happen? Tosis say that the Kapara happens with the Hafrosh alone. Rebbe says that the Hafrosh alone is not what turns the Paris into Truma. The Paris don't become Truma until it comes Liad Kohen. L'chor, that means that the Kapara only happens when it comes Liad Kohen. Less will be mechalik. We'll say the kapara happens right away, and yet it doesn't become truma till you give it to the kohen. That's hard to hear. You only give it to the kohen, but Torah is tashlumi mazik. The way we're understanding Tosis, certainly the way the Nisakim understand Tosis, the Pashas and Tosis, is that when you're giving it to the kohen, now the Torah is mazik. Or you have to give it to Kainim in general, because once it's Truma, there's a din, like the Rishayim says, once it's Truma, you have to give it to Kainim in general. Once it's Truma, but it has to become Truma right away with the Hafrosha. If it doesn't become Truma right away with the Hafrosha, then why do you have to give it away to Kainim? It doesn't have a din to give to Kainim. And Chiyubi Mazik don't turn something into Truma. So like the whole thing doesn't make any sense. L'chor, you see in Rebbe, that the Kapara, it happens when with the Nesina L'Kayim. But Tosis is not the way. Tosis says the kapara happens with the hafrosh alone. says the Rashash, that HaKorchuk, you have to say, that Tosfos says that the Kapara happens with the Hafrosh alone, that's only in a case where there's a Hamoitzim Mechaver Levarai, it's a Sofik, and you don't have to give it to the Kohen. So then the Kapara happens with the Hafrosh, and it becomes Truma with the Hafrosh. But in a case where there's no Hamoitzim Mechaver Levarai, and you do have to give it to the Kohen, then the Kapara only happens, then the Kapara waits until the Nesin is fulfilled. Adkan the Rashash. The Cheshvan Tais is very stark, but in Sfar it's very hard to understand. The din that you have to give it to the Kohen, L'chayr, is only midin Mazik. Or according to the Saka, there's another thing that once it is true, most automatically, Mimele, as a result, you have to give it to the Kohen. But how can you say that when in Mominus I don't have to give it to a Kohen, because Hamoitz Mechaveril is a Mominusic concept. So what are we saying? When in Mominus there's Hamoitz Mechaveril of Arai and I don't have to give it to a Kohen, then the Kapar is Mishkayim with the Hafrosh alone. But when in Mominus there's no Hamoitz Mechaveril of Arai and I do have to give it to a Kohen, so then the Kapar is not Mishkayim until I give it to the Kohen. How does the Mominus Dikadin affect the Kapar Dikadin? So the Rashash is hard to understand, but we do start to see that what all of this is conducing towards is that there seems to be this relationship going on here between the Mominus and the Kapara. They're not separate from each other. Somehow the Mominus affects, has a certain gravitational pull on the Kapara. B'mokim, when there's a Mominus dekechiv to give it to the Kohen, some of that affects what the Kapara is going to be as well. It's going to be the Hezbe. That's what the Rashash is saying. Rashash is saying, when in the moment is I don't have to give it to a Kohen because I might say Mechaveril of Araya, I'm a Suffolk, maybe I'm a Kohen, maybe my crib mate is the Kohen, we don't know exactly who the Kohen will be, so in the moment is I don't have to give it away to a Kohen, you know, maybe I'm a Kohen, I might say Mechaveril of Araya, so then I'm a Kohen, the Hafrosha, then I'm a Kohen, my the Kapar with the Hafrosha alone, and the Hafrosha makes a Truma, or Suffolk Truma. But where I'm a Vada Yisrael, and I ate truma that belongs to a kohen, and then in the moment I have to pay the kohen, then Rebbe says that if the kapar is not miskayim until I actually give it to the kohen, and only then does it become truma. Somehow it seems that the two things, one affects the other. So it needs a hasbar, but I think we could already start to see that that's going to be an answer for the Bisakas Kasha as well. Rishak's question was, Taisa says that that Kapar is Mishkayim with the Hafrosh alone. So why do you have to give it to the Kohen? Only as Mazik. So the Rishak have asked, so Kimli Rabbanan. If you're only paying the Kohen as Mazik, in Mazik there should be Kimli Rabbanan. So we're back to square one. What do you do with the Mishnah that by Chumas Chomas you have to pay? In the light of the Rashash, the answer is going to be, we can already see how clear that the answer is going to obviously be, that where you don't have to give it to a Kohen because it's a Sofik, then you're Mekayim, then the Kapara is Mishkayim with the Hafrosh alone. But where there's no Amoitz in the Chaver of Araya, I have a Chiyuv to this Kohen. So then the Kapara also requires that I give it to that Kohen. And once the Kapara requires it that I give it to that Kohen, then there's no Kim Leader Abnei, because Kapara is not Nifter with Chiyuv Misa. So we see the outlines of what the shape of what it's all going to look like. But the Shah is, what's the Havon over here? So I'll be back to one more thing. This is the heart of the key. This is a Teresorim. Teresorim is the Talmud of the Briskov. The Teresorim has a in Trumas Perigov. He says the Yisoid. Really, it's the Yisoid that we're looking for. He says it not to answer these questions. He doesn't talk about these questions. He says it to answer Akasha Rabbi Kreg. Rabbi Kreg has the following question. The Gemara there in Lamed Beis, and Lamed Aleph, really, the sugya that Tosfos keeps quoting from Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, that whole sugya, the Gemara is discussing the issue of Lufi Midu L'Shem Mishalem and Lufi Domim Mishalem. Could be, if you looked up Tosfos' Gemara, maybe you already saw that. What's the Shalem Lufi Domim? What is the Gemara is a bayah. When you pay Tashlumi Truma, Rishoyge, do you pay Lufi Midu or do you pay Lufi Domim? What does that mean? That's for sure, that you have to pay Paris. 8 pairs of Truma, So the din is menasin lakayinus lakayinus. You have to pay with peres. Peres from sukkanim. You take peres that are chulin with sukkanim, from which truma some ice already been taken, and chalin at truma, and as we've been explaining. But the Gemara is a shaila. Let's say the following case. Let's say you ate a pound of. I'll make it. You ate 10 pounds of peres truma that at the time were worth $10. Meanwhile. Okay, so the thing is now you have to pay with peres. Meanwhile, the price of peres has gone up. So that where it used to be that for $10 you could get 10 pounds of peres. Today, for 10 pounds you can only get 5 pounds of peres. How much peres do you have to pay? Do I say, well, I ate $10 worth of peres, I have to pay back $10 worth of peres, which means 5 pounds? But do I say, no, I ate 10 pounds, I have to pay back 10 pounds. Gayova ochal, gayova mishalim. That's a shayla in the Gemara. If you domim mishalim, you know, it's doesn't happen. Normally by regular mazik, how do you pay domim? If you domim. I don't care what you're paying with. You know, you were mazik somebody's bicycle, you want to give them a bicycle back. The pastor says, you don't say, well, you ate a bicycle, you go mazik a bicycle, you pay back a bicycle. No, we look at the back. Was the bicycle worth $100? You have to give back $100. You want to go out and give him. You want to give him a bicycle. It has to be $100 bike. If the price of bicycles has changed, you can't just give him a bicycle. If the price of bicycles has gone down, you can't just say, "Well, I was massacred a bicycle. Here's a bicycle." No, you were massacred a bicycle is worth $100. You have to pay $100. If today $100 will buy two bicycles, you have to give him two bicycles. Regular tashlum is about a lufi domo. But Gemara is a suffix that maybe by truma, you have to pay. What was the case that I said the price of Paris went? I said it went up or down. Right, it went up. So it could be maybe you have to pay more. You can't just give him $10. You have to give him $20 because you have to give him 10 pounds of peres. And today, 10 pounds of peres. Maybe that's nischadish here in the Raj of Truma. But since you have to give back peres, that's the whole idea. The Torah says you have to pay back peres. So maybe if the Torah said that you have to pay back peres, maybe it has to be the same quantity of peres that you were mazik. And maybe not. Maybe it has to be peres, but the value, but the amount of peres is determined by the value and by nothing else. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. It's not so clear what the maskana of the Gemara is. The Rambam paskins lefi domim mishalim. The Rambam says he's not so sure. Maybe lefi midim mishalim lehalacha. It's not so clear what's the result of that. What's the maskana of the Gemara? B'soich hadvarim, the Gemara says, up to the case that the Gemara originally was talking about was a case where the payers became more expensive. What about an opposite case? What if you ate 10 pounds of peres that were $10? And today, you could get 10 pounds of peres for $5. So do you have the same shayla? L'fidom l'shalom l'fimidim l'shalom? The same achlokes, l'fidom l'shalom l'fimidim l'shalom, will apply in the opposite case? So the Gemara says no. Here already there's no nafkamina. In a case where the price of peres has gone down between the achila and when you're paying, says, but then there's no nafkamina whether you say lefidom mishalom or lefimidim mishalom. You certainly have to pay at least $10 worth, because legara mi gazlan. Even a gazlan has to pay ke'en shegazal. So you're not less than a gazlan. Eating truma b'shoyg might make you more chomer than a gazlan. You may have to pay more than a gazlan because you have to pay the extra volume, but you certainly don't have to pay less than a gazlan. And if the Torah is gazlan, you would only have to pay $10. You would have to pay $10. So even though for $10 now you get twice as much peres, you certainly still have to pay $10. So there's no nafkamina, says the Gemara. The nafkamina, whether l'fidom l'shalom, l'fimidim l'shalom, was when the price of peres has gone up. But if the price of peres has gone down, you don't get off the hook. And it's like gorami gazlan, and then there's no nafkamina, says the Gemara, whether we say l'fidom l'shalom, l'fimidim l'shalom, it's moot, because the gorami gazlan. That's the Gemara. Asher the Kreg in the Gilgamesh Shas. He says, what do you mean? It's not moot. It's all the difference in the world. Because let's say you ate peres that were 10 pounds of peres that were worth $10. And today, you can get the same amount of peres, 10 pounds of peres, get for $5. So what does the Gemara say? But about you have to pay $10. It's like Gorami Gazlan. So there's no nafkamina whether we say Lefi Domi Mishalim or Lefi Midi Mishalim. It's big nafkaminas. If you say Lefi Domi Mishalim, That means that the parsha of Tashlumei Truma, the whole $10 is mikayach the parsha of Tashlumei Truma. But if you say lefi midah v'shalem, then as far as Tashlumei Truma is concerned, all you have to pay is pound for pound. 10 pounds of pears, 10 pounds of pears. I still have to pay an extra $5 because those because legorim gazan. That's b'toris gazan bialma, but not b'toris Tashlumei Truma. And that is big nafkaminis. First of all, you have to have to pay a chaimish on the extra $5. Tashlumei Truma is carrying a chaimish. Regular mazik is only carry. And those extra $5, you have to pay chaimish. Number two, those extra $5, do you have to pay it in Paris or can you pay it in cash? if it's midin tashlumei truma, then you have to pay it in Paris. If it's only midin mazik bialma legorim or legazan bialma legorim gazan, then you can pay it in cash. Could the claim be meichel? If it's midin tashlumei truma, claim shemochel can't be meichel. It's a kapar. If it's midin just mazik bialma gazan bialma legorim gazan, then the claim could be meichel. This kam nafkaminus. So what does the Gemara say? That this, what's the difference? The whole nafkamina, whether lefidom of v'shalom, lefimina v'shalom, was only when the price of Paris has gone up. But when the price of Paris has gone down, it's like goyim migazlan anyway, so it's irrelevant whether you hold lefidom v'shalom or lefimina v'shalom. It's a very strange Gemara. It's very relevant. Of course I have to pay $10, but maybe only $5 of that is tashlumei truma. The other five is depending whether you say lefidom or lefimina. What's the Gemara? Rabbi Kreig obliges with it, remains with it. Rabbi Kreig doesn't answer the kash. Says the Torah Zeron, Al Korchup, you see from here, that what the Gemara says, like Gorim Migazlin, it does not mean, could be the Midin Tashlumei Truma, you only have to pay 10 pounds of Paris, which is only worth $5, but you have to pay the other $5, but Torah is Gazlin Bialma. The regular Dine Gazlin. That's not shot in Loi Gorim Migazlin. Rather, what the Gemara means is the following. That the din of Tashlumei Truma, the Torah said a special parsha of Tashlumei Truma. Ordinarily, you eat somebody's parents, you have to pay him asmazik. It's gazdan, asmazik. Now you ate, here it's Truma, and you ate a b'shegu. There's a new parsha of Tashlumei Truma. So we would be used to thinking, the Sankim certainly looked at it, that it's like two different things. There's one parsha of gazdan that's be'enoid, this didn't go away. But then there's a new din, a kapar dikid din, according to Tosis. There's a new halacha of tashlumei truma. But both things are still around. The Sakhir Moshel says the kapar is just the hafrosha. Then why do I have to pay the kain? I have to pay the kain. The Torah is mazik. Says the Torah Zoram. That's not the pshat. When the Torah said the parsha of tashlumei truma, and it says in Torah v'nosan lakayin es hakodesh, the din of v'nosan lakayin es hakodesh now subsumes all of the chiyuvei mazlik and all of the chiyuvei moment that you have to this kain, they all get absorbed into this new parsha of Enos and Lakayin Esa Kaidish. In other words, the Torah said a parsha of Enos and Lakayin Esa Kaidish that when you eat truma, you have to, there's all kinds of dinam of tashlumei truma. This parsha of Enos and Lakayin Esa Kaidish is mafkia. All the regular is mafkia, and it steps into the shoes of and takes over from all of the chiyuvei mammon that would have existed anyway. They now get absorbed into this new parsha of tashlumei truma, which has extra facets also of chaimish, and has to be peiros, and it becomes truma, and so on. It's much bigger than the regular chiyuvei mazik, but it's not on top of the regular chiyuvei mazik. It takes over from all the regular chiyuvei mazik, and all the regular chiyuvei mazik are now taken over by and subsumed under the parsha of Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh. And therefore, what the Gemara says, Legorim Igazlin, what the Gemara means is that Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh makes the Chiyuvei Gazlin bigger, but it can't make them smaller. And therefore, if the Torah is Gazlin, you have to pay $10, you would have had to pay $10, then now that has been absorbed by the parsha of Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh, then the parsha of Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh also has to now be, is certainly going to be mechayev you that you have to pay him, that you have to pay him $10. Midin tashlumei truma. Because Legorim Igazlin, it doesn't mean, Legorim Igazlin means the parsha of Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh can't be mechayev you less then the parsha of Heshiva Sakzela would have been Mechayiv you, or the parsha of Tashlumi Mazik would have been Mechayiv you. And if the parsha of Tashlumi Mazik would have been Mechayiv you $10, then the new parsha that replaces it, of Enos and Lakayin Es HaKadosh, says that things are more chomer. It has to perish from Sukkonim, and maybe it has to be Lefim Midin and so on. It adds other chumers, but it can't make it less. It's not, it's Lehachmer Olav Ba, not Lehokil Olav Ba. And therefore, even if Lefidomim is Shalom, even if Tashlumei Truma is Lefidomim, that means that Tashlumei Truma is Lefidomim also. But tashlumi truma is also, I'm sorry, even if tashlumi truma is lefi mida, that means it's lefi mida also, if lefi mida is bigger. But if lefi domim is bigger, then the din of tashlumi truma will certainly be lefi domim as well. That's the side of the Torah Sura. So we're not changing anything now, but I think that's the Havana now in the Rashash. Rashash is right. The Cheshbon Taisus is right. Taisus says that by a case of Suffolk, the Hafrosha, you Mekayim the Kapara with the Hafrosha law. You don't have to give it away. The Kapara, Hamosim Mechayel of Araya, it's a Suffolk. All you have to do is be Mafresh and it becomes Truma, and it becomes Suffolk Truma, and you Yotzi the Kapara. So the Rashash said, but the Yushami says, that the sinosim lekatshosim, that the kapara is only miskayim, it only becomes truma, which means that the kapara is only miskayim when it comes liyad akayim. How can I say that the hafrosh is makadosh? It's against Rebbe and the Yerushalmi. So what did the Rasha say? Rasha said that Rebbe's talking about where you have a chiyuv moment to give it to the kayim. When you're a vade Yisrael and you're a vade masik truma of a kayim and you have to give it to the kayim, so then the kapara taka is not fulfilled until you give it to the kayim, and that's when it becomes kayish. Taish is talking about a case where you don't have to give it to the kohen in dini mamonis because you yourself are a suffolk kohen. It's a case of suffolk. In a case of suffolk, and it's a mitzvah mechaver levarai, so in dini mamonis you don't have to give it to the kohen. If in dini mamonis you don't have to give it to the kohen, then the kapar is miskayim with our first shalom. That was the rashash. So he's saying, fine, the cheshbon we understand. That's what cheshbon is out in Taish. But what's the havana? How can the din of the kapar change based on whether you have chiyuvei mamon? How did the chiyuvei mamon change the parameters of the kapara? The answer is heim advar, because the parsha of a nosan lakayin is a kayin is not independent of the chiyuv mamon. It includes the chiyuv mamon. There's a concept of like gar migazlin. Whatever he's chayiv whatever he would ordinarily have been chayiv midin gazlin or midin mazik, he now becomes chayiv midin vish nosan lakayin is a kayin. So and therefore, just like the Gemara there in the Pesachim says, that if Midine Mazik, he would have had to pay $10 worth of payers. So now that it is a new parsha, instead of a Nosan Lakayinis HaKadosh, the Nosan Lakayinis HaKadosh will not be fulfilled with 10 pounds of payers that are only worth $5. Avadi's going to have to pay 10 pounds of payers, because whatever the Chiyav Gazim would have been Mechayiv him, the Nosan Lakayinis HaKadosh is now Mechayiv him. So who hadin v'hu amido? If the parsha of Gazlin is mechayev that you have to give the payers to the kohen, because it's a vade mominus, you're a vade Yisrael, he's a vade kohen, and the parsha and midine mazik you have to pay the kohen. Then now midin v'sh v'nosin l'kohen is hakodesh. The kapara of v'nosin l'kohen is hakodesh has the same parameters as like gorim Gazlin, and you don't fulfill v'nosin l'kohen is hakodesh till you give it to the kohen. And since you don't fulfill v'nosin l'kohen is hakodesh till you give it to the kohen, then the kapara is not fulfilled till you give it to the kohen. But in a case where Bitaris Gazlan, you would not have to give it to the Kohen, because it's only a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Bentish, you know, Suffolk, since the babies were mixed up, it's only a Suffolk moment. And I'm Isaac Chavel of Araya. So Midine Gazlan, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. Then Midine Kapar, then the parameters of Venos and the Kohen and Sakhaidish are minimal. And then all you have to do is do the Afrosha, and it becomes Suffolk Chuma. You do a Suffolk Afrosha, it'll become Suffolk Chuma, and it'll stay by you. And that will be enough to fulfill. That will be enough to fulfill Benosan Lakayinis HaKadosh. Benosan Lakayinis HaKadosh at a minimum is to do the Hafrosha. But where the Mominus is Mechayev more than like Garami Gazlun, it's like Garami Gazlun, and Benosan Lakayinis HaKadosh grows along with it. Because Benosan Lakayinis HaKadosh is in place of the Chiyuvei Gazlun, but never less than the Chiyuvei Gazlun. And that's Mamish what it says in that Gemara Masochem. And Mela Ka'omer, that's the answer for the Bisakas Kash as well. We already said there are Shash answers to the Bisakas Kash. We're not changing that. Now we understand it much better. That the Taisa says, so what did Taisa say? Taisa said, in the case of a Suffolk, Midine Mominus, you don't have to give it to the Kayan. So Midine Kapor, you don't have to give it to the Kayan either. But in a case where there's a Vadik Chiyav Mamon, I'm a Yisrael for sure, he's the Kayan for sure, and I have a Chiyav B'tar Gazlan to the Kayan. So now the kapara also requires the garmi gazlin. Now the kapara requires that I pay the kohen, and it becomes now. And now it's not moment; it's kapara. Because the kapara is in lieu of, but never less than what the mamonos would have been. So what was the b'sakas kasha? But let's say kimelei d'rabbanei. In the case of chametz, we should say kimelei d'rabbanei. The answer is no, because now that's the kapara, and the kapara there's no kimelei d'rabbanei. No, it's be'etzim is a chiyuv mamon when the Yisrael eats truma b'shoigig of a kohen that happens to be chametz. Be'etzim there's a chiyuv mamon. Chiyuv mamon. No, it's in dini mamon. It says that there's a tfiyas mamon over here. So if it just be tfiyas mamon, we say kimelei d'rabbanei. But be'etzim there is a tfiyas mamon. He's nifted with kimelei d'rabbanei, but be'etzim there's a tfiyas mamon. Since there's a tfiyas mamon, so it's like gorim migazlan. So now midin the kapara, he has to pay the kohen. According to Rebbe, you want to become kaddish till he pays the kohen. Wherever there's a tfiyas mamon, then the paying of the kohen is not only mamon. Wherever there's a tfiyas mamon, so then that becomes the kapara because like gorim migazlan. And a kapara, Tosis is right. That's what Tosis said before. And kapara, there's no kimelei d'rabbanei. Oh, the Gemara of Sochin?
No.
Which Gemara?
Zion Rabba.
The Gemara of Sochin. This is regular mamon. This is not kapara. Right about that's for sure. That's anyway nothing to do with anything we said today. Taisus says that in truma that truma b'shoigig is a kapara. There's no kimelei d'rabbanei. Either Gemara says there is kimelei d'rabbanei. The Gemara is talking about b'mezid. Okay, that's it. Brachas in the title. Oh, maybe I'll just add one thing. I'll tell you one Rama, because it'll be relevant to us later on. So let's see one Rama, which stems with this. There's a Rama at the end of Perek Yud of Trumas. The Rama says that if a person ate Truma B'Shogeg, so he has to pay, that's the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. So the Rama says, and the thing has been fluctuating in value, so the Rama says you pay Kishas Achilu. Because the Rama passes with Vidom B'Shalom, that's the Rama. The Rama is passing with Vidom B'Shalom. If you don't know when, I'll feel the dhamma of the Shas Achila. Says the Ravid, one second, not always. Can't say categorically if we pay the feel the dhamma of the Shas Achila. What if, for example, when you stole it, it was worth more than when you ate it? There's three time slots. There's when you stole it, there's when you ate it, and then there's later on by the amad of din. So the Gemara was busy, the sugya lufi dom l'sham lufi midim l'shalom, when there's a difference between the shas achil and the shas amad of din. When you ate it, payers are worth a certain amount, and now when you're actually coming to pay the payers, payers have become more valuable. So is it enough to pay the money that it was b'shas the achila, or do you have to pay the additional volume? Do you have to fork up more to buy more payers in order to provide them with more? And there we pass in the Rambam passes the fidom and mishalim. You only have to pay what payers were worth b'shas achila. I don't care that now it's gone. Now payers are more valuable, so you give them less payers. You only have to pay the fee, the amount that you were, right? You were mazik in $10 worth. So even if now payers, even if now for $10, you only get less. You know, less poundage, doesn't matter. If you can get more payers, then for sure you pay lufidom. It's all lufidom, fine. But the Ravid says, but you can't just say categorically it's b'shas achilu. Because what if you, when you stole the payers, when you stole truma and you ate it, when you stole the, let's say when you stole the truma it was worth $5. When you ate it, it was worth $4. And now maybe payers the same kavalim and payers you could get for $1. So the Rambam says you pay with kishas achila. Why kishas achila? Here, legorim and gazlan should be $5, not $4. A gazlan pays kishas achzela. So I stole it; it was worth $5, and when I ate it, it was worth $4. Fine. So Legorim Gazlan, same way the Gemara says Legorim Gazlan. Let's apply Legorim Gazlan here as well. The Gemara's Legorim Gazlan is that you ate it, it was worth a lot, and then later on it was worth less. But the same logic should apply if when you stole it, it was worth more, and when you ate it, it was worth less. You should have to pay what it was worth when you stole it, not what it was worth when you ate it. That's the Ravitz HaSog on the Ram. So what's on the Ram? So the Beis Ishai, or Shlomo Fischer, and talks about this Rama. And he says, with this Yisoid of Terzor, that the din of Vinasan Lakayanis HaKadosh supplants all the Chiyuvi Mamon. And since Vinasan Lakayanis HaKadosh is Mischayev Vishas Achila, so Mimela, it doesn't matter that Vishas Digneva was worth $5. But the Chiyuv of Vinasan Lakayanis HaKadosh kicks in B'shas the Achila, and it now replaces all other Chiyuv Mamon. And since B'shas the Achila is worth $4, you only have to pay $4. You have to understand it, because normally we were saying that Legorim Gazan always means whatever the Chiyuv Mamon would have ordinarily been, the Chiyuv Kapara expands to occupy the same space. You know, so if the Chiyuv you know, if it was worth even if lefi midu mishalim, but if the domim is more, then the body has to pay lefi domim also because the garmi kaslim. Here comes now. Here we have a case where somehow the din of vadosan lekayinus hakodesh supplants the pili gazlin and makes them less. I don't think it's really that's not a stira. The parsha of vadosan lekayinus hakodesh is b'shas achilu. That is the shas chalois achil v'nosan l'chayin hakodesh. So what the Gemara is saying is legarmi gazan, the parameters of v'nosan l'chayin hakodesh can't be less than the parameters of gzela. If gzela is lefidomim, then v'nosan l'chayin hakodesh has to be lefidomim also. It might be lefimida too. It might have the extra chumim lefimida, but it has to also be lefidomim. So the shas achila, what's missing the parameter of v'nosan l'chayin hakodesh, the parsha of tashlumi truma. The rules of Tashlumi Truma can't be more lenient than the rules of regular Gzela. If regular Gzela is Lefidomim, then Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh has to also be at least Lefidomim. If regular, or in Taisus we're saying, if regular Chiyuv Gzela require me to give it to the Nizek, so Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh also requires me to give it to the Nizek and not satisfied till I give it to the Nizek. And not enough to just do a Hafrosha. But in the case of the Rambam, here the Nidin is not that Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh is more lenient than the Chiyuv Gzela. It's not more lenient. It's just happening at a different time. The Chiyuv Gzela kicked in when he stole it. And now he was Nischayev in Hashava. Now comes along, later on, B'shas Achila, now comes along a new Chiyuv of Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh. Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh now takes over, and all the regular Din Gzela are Poka, and now he's Mischayev Midin Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh. Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh is not more, can't be less Chomer in its rules than the rules for Gzela. But it's happening at a different time. Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh at the end of the day is happening B'shas Achila. And B'shas Achila, it's only worth four. It's only worth $4. So I once upon a time it was worth $5, and I happened to have stolen it was worth five. But you can't say that Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh, that the Achila is going to be Mechayev me more than it was worth B'shas Achila. Nothing has a rule like that. Nothing's ever Mechayev me more than it's worth at the time that of the Chiyuv. You know, when I steal something, I don't have to pay what it was worth last year. So when I eat Truma, there's a din of Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh, but I don't have to pay what it was worth, you know, yesterday when I stole it. Because I'm not Chayev for when I stole it. I'm Chayev for the Achila. It's the Achila that's Mechayev, and the Achila can't be Mechayev more than it's worth B'shas Achila. But at the point, you see this, the same you saw it, that Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh, it doesn't exist on top of separate, you know, it's not separate from and coexistent with the Chiyuv Gzela. Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh comes in, and all of the Chiyuv Gzela disappear, and instead are replaced by this new parsha of Vinosan Lakayinus HaKadosh, which is Legorim Gazan in his rules, but it lemaisa to new Chiyuv. Okay, Nachasim Tov again.